It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a school in China where the class curriculum for five-year-olds is handstands and backflips, 8 hours a day.
But first, for decades, most imported wine in Russia has come from the now independent country of Georgia. But now the Russian government says the wine has high toxin levels and has banned the import. Georgia's government suspects the real reason could be political. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports now from Georgia.
This is the bottling line at Tbilvino Winery, one of the biggest exporters of Georgian wine. Until last month, more than 80% of Georgia's wine exports went north to Russia. But now Russia has banned Georgian wine completely, along with wines from Moldova. Winemaker George Mark Villashvili is the president of Tbilvino Wine Company. He says the ban is part of a political vendetta by Russia. Both Georgia and Moldova have bad relations with the Kremlin.
Russia is losing the control over Georgia, and wine was one of the tools of control, and they're just triggering this.
Officially, Russia claims that it banned Georgian wines after finding contaminants in some of them. But Mark Villashvili says a large percentage of so-called Georgian wines sold in Russia were actually just cheap Russian fakes.
We admit that not all Georgian wines that present on Russian market are truly Georgians and are top quality. One of the biggest problems for Georgian wine industry was always falsification.
Georgia has demanded that Russia crack down on counterfeit Georgian wines for years, to no avail. And Georgia says the Russians refuse to allow independent chemical analyses of real Georgian wines. Russia's agriculture ministry was approached to comment for this story, but refused to respond. Meanwhile, Georgia's economy stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in what it calls Russia's wine blockade. Again, winemaker George Mark Villashvili.
It means disaster because, well, first is the companies. Then there are financial institutions. I mean, then it's the farmers during the harvest that have to sell their grapes.
Shifting Georgian wine exports to other countries will take time. For many Europeans and Americans, Georgian wines can take some getting used to. But Russians have been familiar with them for centuries, as Georgia's agriculture minister Mikhail Sfimanishvili points out.
Russians generally like very much Georgian wine, and never can this stop. You cannot stop the consumption with political measures. This is a very big tradition, and every Russian citizen know what is Khvanchkara, what is Kinzmarauli, and what is Georgian wine generally.
Here in the village of Manavi, in the heart of Georgia's winemaking region, the land is covered with vineyards for as far as the eye can see. The farmers here have struggled since the collapse of the USSR. They ride around in horse-drawn carts and use handmade hatchets to prune the vines. 67-year-old Piruzi Azdilashvili says at 7 cents a pound, his entire harvest last year brought him just about $1,000.
Already we don't have tractors, transport, or fuel. If there's no one to buy the grapes by this fall, we'll have to rip out all the vines and put in corn or wheat. It's sad.
Locals like Tina Mirzashvili say Georgia is being punished for being too independent of Russia.
It's political. Russia's doing this because we are forcing their army to leave Georgia. Our Georgian wine has always been good, and now all of a sudden they're telling us it's bad? Russians can't live without Georgian wine. Without it, they'll start drinking aftershave again, like in Soviet times.
The farmers here are proud of Georgian wine, which they eagerly serve up by the gallonful to any casual visitor. They're livid with Russia for suggesting Georgian wines are a health hazard. Georgia's government is treating the Russian wine blockade as a national security threat. The country's defense minister has been ordered to find new export markets for Georgian wine. And Georgia is threatening to pull out of the post-Soviet, Moscow-led Commonwealth of Independent States over the wine issue. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Manavi, Georgia.